form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But six seasoned adventurers, Allegan, gnome sorcerer, Logoth, the bone-armed cleric, Mativis, Varana samurai, Nydia, hag hedgewitch, Ogan the anvil, human cleric, and Ravy, half-orc magus librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for the Great Old Ones.
Is the body of the Archon that got hit in the eyes still there?
Yes, that one did not turn to stone and explode.
I'd like to search the body.
By all means. As you are searching through the body, you will find a +2 buckler. Just fuck shit. There is also a +2 celestial longsword.
I look at that and I give it to Mativis and tell him to hold it.
Nope.
I stab it into the ground and I keep looking.
There are two black daggers in its eyes.
Pull those out.
Okay. They look like feathers. Very. That's a moment for you right there.
The body obviously still being there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the wings are still intact, correct?
Yes, they are.
Not anymore, they're not.
Are you going to cut them off?
Yeah.
Stay away from the blood, though.
I want to check on the boar.
It's gone. It's expired. It's, you kind of see that around its front left hoof, like where the ankle was, there's, some binding leather, like strapping, old runes of the earth carved into it. Looks like through various bits of its fur, you can kind of find collections of stone and bark that's kind of been preserved that form what you might consider what jewelry would look like if one were to transubstantiate from the form of a humanoid into an animal. It looked like it had already sustained, it has seen quite a bit of combat in its life. It was older. There's a lot of scarring on its underside, around its throat, around its face. Spore has lived a long life, one of conflict. So to be willing to put itself in a position to continue to attack showed courage. This was not a death of vanity or rage. This was a being doing what it did till its last.
I remove what I can, particularly those bindings, mm-hmm. and set them to the side gently. And I start just trying to prepare the body respectfully. I wouldn't mind if we could, like, resting if we have time. But I understand if we don't.
No, that's up to you guys.
Raven wants to dissect the Archon.
Perception check as Ravy is like thinking about wanting to dissect the Archon.
Wait a minute, the last one didn't explode?
No. It got caught in the eyes.
+2, just kidding.
Okay, as Ravy is getting excited about dissecting the Archon, there's Gregory is standing over there just kind of looking. Really just kind of excited about Anu's appearance now and kind of, just sketching and drawing and all of that. And standing next to her, in almost a kinship, there's a, I want to cut it open too. You hear that from Waif, just kind of standing next to you. Like, she's just kind of standing there like.
C- can I, before you cut into it, can I get the armor?
Yeah, you can pull the armor.
Yeah, I'm gonna strip it.
Because I'd like to take that metal and play with it, too. I'm sure it's pretty interesting.
It's weird, man. It's some strange shit.
I toss everything behind me, except for the sword that's paled in the ground. You can figure out what you want to do with that, too. I don't care. I want to know what's inside of this thing.
That's cool. I'm going to bag up the armor to carry with. I can use that metal to coat Judah or something down the line.
I just want to do a little quick experiment with the sword.
Okay.
I go up to it, and I watch Inanu, and I pick it up.
And you see, like, two of the eight little eyes open and kind of give you a side eye.
Yeah, I just give you kind of, like, a knowing nod and go, just checking, and I'll go back down to the ground.
And it settles back up. Meanwhile, all of this really interesting shit is going on, and Allegan is standing kind of like a scarecrow, just like, okay.
Yeah, it's...
I'll come up to you and just tap you on the back and go, it's fine, he's a friend.
I know, it doesn't make this any less weird. And once I've gotten kind of used to it, I sit myself down on the ground and bust open my book again, but this time looking at anything on Malphest and his kin.
You roll me a d20 plus 4.
17.
There's mention of a gauntlet or a fist. It's the fist of the void or the gauntlet of the void. It seems to be a fulcrum point. It's split the difference between two forms. It seems similar to what you've just seen.
And what was it? It's
the Fist of the Void. There's also mention of a witch, witch named Paces.
I just realized something. I don't mean to interrupt or anything. The telepathic link that I have with Ravy, would that impart anything that she saw when she talked to the Solarian?
That no.
We've already discussed that.
Okay. Yeah. I just realized. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
I'm all late to the party.
No, we had discussed that already. That was one of the first questions.
I was going to impart everything to you.
Yeah, that was one of the first questions that came out. So you guys are camping, I'm assuming, after this?
I'm going to drag the Archon's body to the rock over here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask Nydia to assist in a little dissection.
Okay. I come over, I gladly come over, but I also hand you the wrappings from the druid boar.
Oh, what are these?
They were on the druid. Oh. The stones you said were decorative, right, Anton? They didn't have any symbols on them?
No, they were just decorative, but the wrapping...
The wrapping had symbols on them.
Yeah, the wrapping has runes on them, old runes.
So, I don't know. Maybe... Food for thought later.
I safely keep them.
Yep.
And me and Nydia are going to spend our camping time dissecting this Archon.
Awesome.
While Waif look is over.
Oh yeah, she's very interested. Watches everything. Very curious about all of this ongoing. Gregory is, you know, sketching and doodling and kind of drawing everything that he sees. You guys are doing there will be, if watches are set up, there won't be anything incidental happening. So if anybody wants to do anything through the night before you guys continue on the next morning, let me know.
I want to examine this metal, maybe use my portable forge to see if I can shape it or do anything to it, or just to kind of examine it. I've never come across this kind of metal before. It's kind of just to kind of broaden my own knowledge.
It is it's high celestial, so it's from the Silver City, but it's got elements of some of the work that you saw in the Yig City in it, which seems strange to you because that's pretty terrestrial. For something that would come from the Silver City, from the Beyond Plains. The metal itself is fairly easy to work, and you think that you have enough of it that you could probably produce a single piece of armor or a single one-handed weapon from it. Tiva, up to anything?
Is it night now?
It is night now.
Okay, so I'll go off a little bit away from the camp, but I'm making sure I can see Anu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk to my sword.
Okay.
So first of all, I'm like, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
And what's Anu doing?
Asleep.
Asleep. Okay, so I'm just going to answer it. So are you Anu, or are you just using Anu as a vessel? But nicely done today.
Both of those statements are correct.
Okay, is this kind of like a legion kind of thing? You're connected to all these types of dragons?
We die and we are reborn, my brother and I. When we die, we are reborn. I speak to you from a flat circle. Anu exists in a point in time. He will grow old or be cut down, but he will live and he will die.
Cool. Well, thanks for your help today, then.
You serve my interests well. I am very proud of the work you have done. Protect your little friend. I believe that he will discover how to find my brother.
What's your brother's name?
The Great Malphest, the Cosmic Dragon.
Okay, I'll jot that down. That has to say to you. It's a lot to take in. Boom. Actually, yeah. Would you make a waif?
I like her. She irritates the bone-armed one. That entertains me greatly.
Same.
He is of noble intent. I know it is hard to trust one who is secretive about his actions. But I believe that even though it is completely self-driven, he means to right what is wrong in Maya. If for no other reason than to reunite with his friend. And that purpose alone does not come to cross purposes with yours.
Cool. Okay, one last question, and I'll let you rest because you had a busy day. Do you know how to break the bond so we can save Gregory?
The question that men have asked women since the dawn of time. The heart wants what the heart wants. And until it wants it no more, that bond will not be broken.
So this is more of a bond of love rather than magic? Or a bit of both, really?
That broken child cares for that buffoon. Cares more deeply than I've seen one care for another in a long time. I believe that he is good for her, and she is bad for us. But the good that he brings outweighs the bad that she could do. And who knows? Maybe a person can change.
Okay, thanks, man. I'll let you rest. It's been enlightening.
My love is with you, my son. And he fades back into the shadows.
Cool. And I'll respectfully put my sword back in its sheath. And it was whoever's awake, I'll relay that information to.
Well, I don't know who would be up.
Yeah, well, who is up?
Who is up? Probably Allegan, just still sitting there, like, wide-eyed while everybody else is asleep.
Yeah. I'll relay that to him then, so he's a bit more, so he's a bit more calm with Anu around his neck.
I think at this point it's calm. It's just kind of a what is going on? Like, what does this...
I can't explain to you, like, I'm not quite sure, but my sword is attached to this dragon spirit, and that spirit is attached to Anu in a kind of vessel way, and it's looking for this other dragon. For the sake of moving it on, I'll relay what we just got told. Okay.
Quick question. I feel like we covered this before. Have you told us that you talked to your sword?
No.
No, but you've seen me go off. So, like, you're the...
So you just come over. I'm coming...
He's a little eccentric. He's a little...
My sword. And he's like, I've been talking to my sword. My sword is connected to that thing around your neck. I'm like...
Yeah. Like, I show you the hilt and, like, because the end of my sword looks like what Anu looks like now.
Okay, so the guy I've been traveling and living with for the past 15, 20 years has been talking to my god's brother through his sword, who is now around my neck. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight.
Nothing weird about that.
Oh, just another day.
If anything, it just brings us closer together, man.
Ravy will, before going to bed, go to talk to Waif.
So goes to talk to Waif and Gregory.
That's a normal chatter. It's
okay.
Nothing out of the ordinary. I would slip the two feathered daggers back to Waif.
And she would thank you for those. Yeah, they're Raven's feathers.
Uh-huh.
They may or may not be Salarin. You can't tell. But Easy Money says it's a 50-50 shot. So that's an interesting tidbit of information for you.
Did Ravy and I discover anything dissecting the Archon?
Oh, there's all sorts of interesting shit dissecting the Archon. Let me get two knowledge nature rolls, one from each of you, and any medicinal or medical knowledge rolls that you have, by all means, throw those as well. So it just feels like...
So when I'm trying to reach out to Ashra... I mean, I'm not a Dreamweaver, so I can't do that. But I sure am.
But I think... I feel like you would probably be aware to some degree of at least what those sensations felt like.
And I know that it's weird that it hasn't happened yet.
Right. And so I feel like maybe you would know that something was different. Maybe not something to be alarmed about yet, but definitely something is amiss.
Mm-hmm. I've, since we're noticing that time, like almost a year has gone by, from the outside, can we notice any like aging amongst ourselves kind of thing? Do we look as fresh as...
Yeah, you guys, I mean, your hair hasn't grown, your nails haven't grown. There has been no change.
Cool.
Don't changelings live a long time?
Yes. Yes, but they still would go through the normal rigors of... You would still...
I mean,
have...
I've obviously aged, it's just...
Yeah, but there's been no... Like, as you're kind of going self-examination-wise, there's been no change.
Do we have, like, an idea where we are on the world map kind of thing?
Yes. So you guys are about... I would say less than a week from Veronia. So the current map you are on now, regular days worth of travel from now till then, you guys are about 6 days, 5 days, depending. Like if you do double march, if you like push yourselves. But you guys are about 6 days normal walking speed away from Veronia right now, to the north.
How many days away from home?
Well, by the road, it's only supposed to be a week's travel. Because remember, Gregory got lost in the wilderness for 14 days and showed up and was fine. And it's only supposed to be a week out.
Yeah, I'll turn to Nadia and say, if you feel like we need to go home for a little bit, it seems like we've been gone from this situation a year. Another week's not gonna have that much impact on this Lord of Change dude, because we're already very late.
Mr. Haggarth, the Lord of Change. Mr. Haggarth. Mr. Haggarth, the Lord of Chains.
I swallow a big lump in my throat and then ball in your fur, getting it nice and snotty.
I pat you on the back again. It's okay.
Meanwhile, again, just said they're cool. Super not weird.
This is super not weird at all. You can kind of feel any time you are reading your journal, you get a occasionally you get a, I wasn't done reading that yet, hold on. Like, you'll go to turn a page and you'll get a, wait, let me finish this paragraph.
Is Anu still attached to Allegan's arm, or just like...
It is, his tail is wrapped around Allegan, like around his neck, around his torso, kind of around his waist, and Anu alternates between being on Allegan's shoulder and moving down around his arm.
Okay.
That is the best way to describe it. He is like latched onto him.
Seeing Anu attached to Allegan also makes me bawl a little bit harder.
He's learning. He's been learning.
I know. I'm so proud, but I'm still so lonely right now. I miss my people and my bees. And now I miss Anu.
I mean, he's right there. He reacts to you whenever you talk to him or come near him. It's just... He's very much, he's absorbing.
I know. I shouldn't have said that out loud. I don't want you to feel guilty or anything. This is all about, this has to do with me. I'm very proud of you, Anu.
His little yellow, or his little orange eyes, they are, they take everything in. He's very full of wonder right now. He's learning.
That makes me so happy, which also makes me cry.
So between the 22 medicinal roll and the 14 nature roll, as they balance out, you have discerned two things. One, you have a better understanding of celestial kind of physiology, and you feel like because of that you now can have an inherent plus one when physically attacking them
on attack rolls.
On attack rolls, physical attack rolls, not spell or ranged.
Okay,
but physical attack rolls,
melee.
You also notice that there is a really weirdly a large amount of plant matter present in these internal organs.
What type of plant life?
A lot of flowers.
Yellow?
A lot of yellow petals. A lot of vinage. It seems to be mostly in the stomach, torso kind of area around the heart. But there's
so not just from eating, this is growing.
This isn't in the stomach at all. This is within the actual body.
Don't touch that, Raby. Raby, don't touch that.
Well, does it have any human physiology?
Yes.
Is it interposed with the vinage?
Yes.
Can I deduce that live subjects are being used to be made archons?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How did you guess that? Like, because you didn't just guess that.
No, she's been paying attention.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a guess.
But aren't yellow pods the one that bring the sickness, which is being used to fight the not the plague,
the blight, the hag blight,
which is which is being used by the hags, which have also been employing. No, wait, the Archons are fighting the hags. Oh boy.
And the
I write everything down, Anton, in my Grimoire journal.
Okay.
Which is the one that I send to Solaris.
Awesome.
I want to reach out to Foltrace.
Okay.
It's been a long time, but I also haven't been in nature for a long time. Mother, am I understanding correctly that you worked with the druids to create these flowers to combat the blight?
The branches creak loudly.
Are the Archons also working with you?
The branches are silent.
Is your creation being corrupted to make these archons?
And in the distance you hear, "Burn it! Burn it!" As you guys are traveling down the mountain and praying, and you can see in the distance down the mountain there seems to be a gathering camp of sorts. See quite a bit of torchlight and firelight. It's almost too coincidental.
All right. Did we burn it, Raby? Did we burn the Archon? We wouldn't have it with us.
You guys have left camp. You're traveling.
Left that.
Yeah.
As you're walking down the mountain. I'm assuming that Nydia is kind of traveling through nature. She is in Congress in thought and meditation, full trace.
Yeah.
And the moment she asks that question, that prayer meditation is broken by the sound of congregation of villagers, if you will. Jeering and cheering and hurling insults and calling for the burning or execution of an entity. And you guys will be far enough away. You're not as close as you are on this map, so I can kind of give you an idea of what you see. But it's enough that like that at that moment when you ask that question, that event transpires.
So I need to pay attention. I walk a little bit faster, cautiously.
Would you call out for Nydia to stay with the group?
We need to check this out. I've been wrong before, but I think Foltrace wants us to check this out.
That's good.
So what you guys see, like I said, you're not as close as you are on the map yet. You position yourselves as you will, but you are coming in from the north, is actually Logoth and Raby. Throw a perception check for me. Logoth sees it as well. Waif is behind Father Gregory now, and less substantial, very shadow-like as she's moving behind him. What you guys see is there is a large group of villagers. Six of them that you can see. They are around what looks like a 15-foot circle. Inside of the circle, there is this bent entity. It is a green skin. It's got a long barbed tail, bipedal like a human, long, kind of thick, pointed fingers, angular face, large, pointed, almost goblinoid-like ears, spines running down its back, kind of a mix between like maybe a satyr and some sort of infernal entity. And these villagers, you know, they have these tents set up. There's at least five smaller tents, one larger tent that has like a little flag on it at the top. It's kind of a white flag with some gold embellishment on it. And there is there's horses, and they seem to be carrying torches and jabbing into this mystical looking circle with sort of these crude spears at this entity, which is snarling and growling at them. And I will let you, none of them seem to be to see you. They all seem to be focused on whatever they're kind of, I don't want to say torturing, because I feel like that would taint your view of what's happening, but they're harassing inside of this circle.
Do we recognize the flag? Like, do we recognize the banner?
The banner looks similar to the style of banners, or to the style of kind of clothing that Father Gregory is wearing. So it might be safe to just assume that it's Veronian in nature.
I kind of like usher Gregory over.
Oh, and he wanders. Oh, yes, Firmativus. How may I help you?
I point to the flag and go, these friends are yours.
Oh, everybody's a friend of mine. But yes, they do look like Veronians. Shall we go say hello?
Cautiously, I look at the group as I say that.
I would say someone should stay back with Gregory.
I'll stay back. Is there anyone that would want to speak to them? Want to be the speaker?
No, but do we recognize the language of the creature?
It's Helic. He's speaking Helic.
Okay. What is he saying?
He's just like, he's not speaking. The villagers are speaking. But they are speaking Helic, so I guess you could infer that is what the preacher would be speaking as well. The language of the rabble is Helic.
Okay. Fair enough. So that's the common tongue.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm casting Eagle Splendor on Ravy to give you +4 to Charisma.
I'm going to step forward. And ask.
I'll back her up.
Allegan hangs back with Gregory.
I hold my hands up and I ask what's going on.
Oh! Hello, the padre. He's kind of an older gentleman. He's got like a silver fox thing going on. He's carrying a little staff. It's got two interlocking circles. It's a sparrow, and then underneath the reflection of the sparrow is a bat. And he says, "Ah, a Salarian, welcome." Welcome. I have not seen one of you since I left the city. I know that there are a few of you working diligently in the libraries of Veronia. What brings you here? Are you traveling to the city?
Yes, we're heading to Veronia.
Oh, have you rested for the night? Have you eaten? Would you like some food? Would you like to sup with us this evening?
We're fine. We're just passing through. We're just curious what was going on, actually.
Oh, come see. We've caught this beast, and we are
we are having a little fun with it before we cast it from this place. I assure you that the magics that hold it in sway are not weakened at all. You may draw close. Come look. What's the knowledge religion roll for? What are you trying to figure out exactly?
He had that staff. I thought maybe I could recognize what religion it was.
It doesn't look like anything that you're familiar with. Okay. It is it's two interlocking circles. If you think of of an infinity symbol, mm-hmm. Where the top circle of the infinity symbol, like an eight. So the top circle of the eight, there is a sparrow perched with its wings outstretched, and then hanging from that same bar of the eight downwards in almost a reflection, there is a bat with its wings outspread.
Okay, but it's nothing I recognize.
It is not anything you recognize.
I ask our friend if he was sent out with others like himself.
Oh, no, this chosen members of the flock were brought out here to dispose of this horrid beast far outside the city walls, in the heart of nature where it could do no harm. Look upon its hideous form, and it kind of points, and you can see, anybody have a knowledge of Infernal? Or any demonology knowledges?
I don't think so.
Or demonology.
No, just arcane and planes.
Okay, you could pop a planes and maybe see something. Yeah, it's still gonna be a little too low to discern. It's definitely a demon. It's a demon. You're just not sure what kind of demon.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's clearly a demon, and it looks mad. Like, it doesn't look rageful. Not to belabor a pop culture reference, Darth Maul in the Duel of the Fates scene. Like, it's fucking pissed. Like, it's pissed, and it's stuck, and it's irritated, and its tail is swishing, and it's stalking around inside this thing, and it just wants out. Like, it is not pleased to be here.
I ask what type of magic this is?
Oh, this is the divinest of magic, the blessing from the above and the below queens, the twins, the star throne and the throne of darkness. They give their power to us, and we may use it to keep beasts such as this from wandering the earth.
Do you randomly do you usually encounter demons?
They have become more of a problem in the city over the last year or so. I believe that there is possibly an invasion from the pit. We are doing so much good work in the city, and we are spreading the word of the truth and the light from above and below, that these beasts from the pit, I believe, are making themselves more known to corrupt and twist the minds of such staunch and religious folk, and the rabble is just like, yes, yes, praise the above and below, praise the twin queens. And, you know, there's just this kind of like, the one of them takes a jab with a pitchfork into the magical circle, and the tail of this devil kind of snaps, breaks the edge of the pitchfork off.
So are you guys for or against the Lord of Chains?
I'm sorry, who is this Lord of Change you speak of?
Hold on, we're just making sure. So these twins, these twin queens, do they have a name?
The Mother Above and the Mother Below. They go by many names. The Speaker of Dreams, the Scaled Queens, those who will bring balance.
The Speaker of Dreams?
Yes, they come to us in the night and teach us the great mysteries of the above and the below.
And this is in Verona?
Yes, Verona. Yes, ma'am. We have a large cathedral there dedicated to them.
What happened to the king?
The Lord?
Yes.
Oh, the Lord sits in his house. He has been ill for quite some time, almost a year now. The church, rules while he is ill, until his daughter is old enough to take her seat as the leader of the city.
Where is his daughter?
Oh, she is safely in the church.
In the church? When she was brought to the church, is that when the whisperer, those who speak in your dreams, is that when that they appeared?
Oh, no. They have been with the city for quite some time. A decade at least. Originally, we were looked upon as but a grassroots movement. Some even call this cult-like. But once the miracles were being performed throughout the city, we were translating the great hidden works that were found in the libraries beneath the city. We were able to show all of the grand mysteries that many believed had been lost since the Great Sickness was eroding civilization. And as our church grew in power, the twin queens giving the knowledge to the many, many became entranced by the faith and understood the benefits of it. And through that growth and learning, we have been able to do many wonderful things within the city. We feed those who have no food. We clothe those who have nothing to wear. There is very little crime. It is a time of peace in the city of Verona.
What will you do to dispel this demon?
Oh, we shall wait until the 13th hour, and upon the 13th hour, we shall strike him down with the whips that we have been given from the holy sacrament that is the veil beneath the ancient library. I could show these to you. Your brethren, the other Solarians, they work tirelessly to translate the runes inscribed upon such artifacts used to slay demons.
And my brethren, they're still there?
Oh yes, many of them still working hand in hand with the church to decipher the holy books and ancient manuscripts.
Thank you. I believe we should get to them as soon as possible.
Of course. You do not wish to stay to watch us banish this beast from the land?
No, please banish it well. We should continue on our journey since we would like to make it to town pretty soon.
Understandable. These roads are dangerous at night. So please be careful.
We will.
How far back are the five of us hanging out?
As far back as you are on the map.
Okay. Allegan kind of starts creeping along towards the west here.
Okay. I'm gonna give you some time to interact because Ravi had a fairly long conversation. Okay.
Yeah. When I get this message, that's when I start.
Okay.
What is this? There's a tent here to the south of me. What is that made out of?
It's a canvas tent.
Canvas tent.
Holy shit! Okay.
Roll it into the tent.
All right. Initiative party?
What?
Allegan just started some shit.
They wouldn't know it's us yet. Surely.
Yeah, but we're gonna need to be in combat rounds because shit's about to pop off.
Ravi is so like, why is the tent on fire?
Right, yeah. What is happening?
Here I was like, just sneak around.
That's what I was thinking too, but I'm a what?
No, Ravi, you did masterfully. That was great.
Are the buffs still active, like our temp HP and stuff?
I was going to ask about that. That is my plan, that every time we wake up to do Hero's Feast, but I didn't say it as soon as we started, so...
I'd say we missed this one.
Yeah, I say we missed this one.
Okay, so no.
But you guys, I think, would be at full HP.
Cool.
Yeah,
so the temp HP's gone as well.
All right. I am going to say that and Waif and Gregory were not given orders.
Yeah, I didn't tell them to hide this time, so whoops.
Yes, well, I mean, this is how this game works, my friends. This is about to get really interesting.
I was asked to do something. I did it the best way I knew how.
Why the fuck would you run around the side and light a tent on
fire? I'm guessing it was from his new
skill. I mean, he played.
Where are your banners?
He played to his strengths. Okay, so tent on fire. Reaction.
Ravi's conversation is interrupted by a giant fireball.
Well, no,
we were about to leave.
Yeah, they were literally about to leave. Which is fine. I mean, this is kind of what needed to, but this is a thing that's happening. So we're just gonna see what happens. Where the fuck is Father Hest's sheet? There's Father Hest's sheet. Okay.
Anu would be with you, right, Allegan?
Oh yeah, Anu's with him. Okay. Obscuring mist inside that pink circle. So Father Hest speaks some words of magic. Perception check, Ravi. Perception check, Ogun. Perception check. He's not casting clerical magic.
I kind of already knew from the staff, but thanks.
Yeah, he's not casting clerical magic. He's casting arcane. Logoth, he's not casting clerical magic. He's casting arcane. Obscuring mist drops. That's his first action.
Obviously, I am very confused.
Right,
why the tent is on fire, so I'm just as confused as everyone else is.
Me too.
Okay, so...
And I would probably draw my sword.
This, Obscuring Mist, you're having difficulty seeing anything in front of you. This villager right here, tries to grab Ogun.
Is that a reflex check?
That I don't even know if I can hit you, to be completely honest with you. I'm a villager.
Yeah.
Does a 16 hit you?
No, it does not.
Okay. So that villager just tried to grab you. These two women over here, these two villagers.
They're going to try to grab me too, right?
No, they're trying to, yeah, they're trying to grab Ravi. Oh. 18 or a 6 hit Ravi?
No.
Okay. This villager right here tries to grab Mativis. Does a 4? Yeah, 4. Ford doesn't do shit.
No.
So these villagers are now trying to grab you guys.
Now I'm doubly confused.
And that would be Waif and Gregory. So these arrows kind of just... Or not arrows, these daggers. Waif just kind of chucks these daggers into the mist. You don't hear them skitter into the ground, so you assume that they found purchase. Nydia, what you doing?
Well, I'm gonna put my hand in front of Waif too late. You know, hold on. They're just villagers. And then I am going to I'll do charitable impulse.
Hold on.
Oh, I have to be able to see the person, I imagine.
And the only one you can see is this one right here.
Okay, yep, that's who I'm going for.
Okay.
Hold on. I think there's a misunderstanding. We're not your enemies.
There's a misunderstanding. they're villagers.
Yeah.
They're villagers.
They're idiots.
Yeah, my DC's 20. I couldn't make that if I rolled a D20.
So, their first priority is to heal injured creatures within 30 feet.
Okay.
And then, if they can't do that, then their second is to give their weapons away to the nearest creature.
Okay. That is where charitable impulse becomes useful. For sure. Mativus, what are you doing?
If he tries to grab me, I think I'll probably just try and headbutt him and throw him into the towards the demon.
Okay.
Or do you want me to roll for that?
Yeah, roll a d20. Don't roll lower than a, I would say, 15. Or don't roll anything less than a 5.
Wee.
There you go. So, yeah. You kick it, he just falls into the... Doot. That'll be fun. When it gets to the demon's turn, this will be entertaining. Ogun, what's your move?
I'm going to cast Dispel Magic on the Obscuring Mist.
Okay. Don't we roll off against each other?
Yeah.
D20 plus your caster level.
I guess the spell with the higher caster level would be me, because I'm like level 9 now, so it'd be D20 plus 9.
And I'm rolling a D20 plus 8.
We're level 9 now?
We are. Yeah, I thought we were. Yeah.
I didn't level up. I'm still level 8.
Same.
Well,
we can do it tomorrow. Or next.
So I got a 13. Yeah, shit, that's 20. Poof. Roll an additional D20. All right, yeah, I'll give it to you. Clang is with you. And... oh, that's going to be really interesting. Okay. So Clang is with you. And you watch the priest... no longer looks like a person.
Which one is the priest again?
He's right by the
temple. My upper left.
This guy?
Oh, that one, yeah, okay.
I'll put a little marker on him.
Speaking of free action, I'll be like, are you seeing this, guys?
Because what you're seeing... Well, I'm just making...
lizard food. Folk!
No. Or...
I like how big he is right now. I'm like, hey, big boy.
Well, the snake dude.
Snake person.
Or should I say, hey, big yig.
Yeah, exactly.
A child of yig. Oh my gosh.
It's a massive... I mean, he's about 8 feet tall. And he's clearly a snake folk. The dispel magic not only got his obscuring mist, but it got his illusion. Yeah, the illusion that made him look like a human. And now the villagers are fucking panicking. So they're running.
I have a question. Did the one that tried to get me to the south, that idiot walk into the circle with the demon?
No, Mativus tripped him and pushed him in there.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. So the horses are all running, and the this one runs into the tent. This guy inside with the demon is screaming. I think this woman is just wailing at this point. Everybody's scattered, and the priest is clearly a... put a little green dot on him. It's a snake person. And now there's all sorts of shit hitting the fan right now. Ogun basically goes, "Enough!" And it's like the sound of a hammer hitting an anvil. And it just fucking, like, reverberates through the wood and shakes everything to its core and just, like, knocks all of the rust of kind of illusion and spellcast off of this area, revealing things for what they really are. Logoth, that would be you.
So the image of the demon remains.
Yeah, demon's a demon.
Okay.
The demon remain bound after the dispel magic?
Yeah, because it didn't dispel that.
Well, it's... Guys, forgive a bad idea, but we might want to break the circle right now.
That was on the docket for next.
Yeah. Cool. We got like 3 seconds to talk about it. Is it cool? I'm going to take that as a no.
Waif actually goes, I think it's a great idea.
I'm wary. Aren't these bad guys?
We're the bad guys.
The danger.
Yeah. We kind of are.
Try to be a good person. trying.
Oh my yeah, God. Well, you know, we haven't been succeeding. 2, 3, 4, 5 Okay, with a full run, I can make it.
Okay.
I don't have to make it very far. All I have to do is fucking break the circle, right? So yeah. My full action is going to be breaking the circle with my foot.
Okay. Oof. Shit's going.
Yep, I know.
Nah, it's a good move.
Huh?
You're gonna. I mean, yeah, you would provoke an attack. You're gonna provoke an attack of opportunity.
Yep. Okay.
So let me get my attack of opportunity off from Father Hest.
Father Hest?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm in his reach, aren't I?
You're in his reach. Yeah, 22.
Huh?
22.
Yeah, 22 will hit, man.
11 regular damage, and I need you to make a fortitude save, DC 10.
DC 10 fort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I take a 2?
Look at that. Nice.
How much damage was that again?
You take 11 and you don't contract blight.
You're gonna blight me. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah, it basically its head like kind of rears back and it's like snake-like neck shoots out and snaps at you as you run by because it kind of knows what the fuck you're about to do. So yeah, that's all he could do is an attack for opportunity. Ravy? What's Ravy doing? Other than just being thoroughly like, the fuck is happening right now?
I'm very confused. However, having seen Logoth and where he is right now, I'm going to drag my foot across the bridge of the circle to break it and grab that idiotic villager and kick him out of the way.
Oh, that's such a noble action.
Do I need to roll anything for a villager kick?
No, the villager's like, yeah, more than willing to be thrown wherever you want to throw the villager.
I figured as much. And I'm just going to break that circle, and that would be my action.
Okay. Now we gonna get into some fighting. Alright, so first things first on the realist. That's never gonna get old of me. Shit. Okay, so I'm gonna see Allegan as my biggest threat right now. Take 13 points of searing light.
Hold, I have a spell that said cast this spell when an enemy is about to make an attack against an ally.
Is it a melee attack or is it cast?
It is cast.
Okay.
It's called Foe to Friend.
Okay.
And it says a will save.
Alright. This is one of the more built out NPCs, so you'll forgive me. It takes me a second to get to that point in the chart. This thing is built as a character sheet. There you go. 25.
Oh, okay. They saved. Completely negated. Okay.
Allegan, you just take 13 points of... Now, it hits you with positive energy.
Okay.
And it fucking hurts. This is not your understanding of positive energy.
Okay.
That's my free action. Now, 12, does that hit Logoth?
No, 12 did not hit.
Alright, so it swings at you with its staff. I need you to make a will save DC 14. Alright. You feel yourself maybe slipping from the coil, from the prime, as it fucking throws dismissal at you.
That's pretty hardcore. Okay.
Yeah, this motherfucker is not fucking around. All right, top of the order. Allegan, what are you doing?
First I look over at Dark and say, I didn't realize you met an actual viper. Okay. Do you think some positive energy is going to hurt it?
I don't know. I don't know what it's shooting at us. That's we're not where we are. Where are we?
That's what he can manage to say in its time.
Okay. So first I'm going to send the flaming sphere over to the snake man.
Okay.
He gets a reflex save. Just barely made it.
Aha.
Well then, screw it. Let's just go for some old school magic missile.
How much am I taking for the magic missile?
13.
Is away from Gregory.
It wouldn't have been me.
Let's see. No, it's Allegan and the away from Gregory, and then Nydia and the Tiva. So I guess I'll go three. Next would be Nydia. What's your moves?
I did cast that foe to friend, which didn't work. So I'm just doing a movement to help Gregory and Waif and look at Waif and say, okay, now we can fight.
So just taking the action to move forward?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Mathivas?
I'll swift challenge the snake guy, Babahurst, and attack. It's 33 hit.
33 will hit. 6 points of damage.
Plus the 7 from the challenge.
Okay. That would drop me. Oh, man, that's some damage. Jesus. Next up on the stack, Ogun.
I'll bring the hammer down!
Alright, 16 will, I believe.
You get a will save on that.
Yeah, that's a
partial.
40?
Ah! Yeah, I think that might.
I think 40 might save, huh?
No, it's partial, so you take half.
Okay, so I'm gonna take 9.
What a horrible roll.
His will save is just obnoxious.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the bearded devil, Crandall, is gonna just kind of step out past Logoth. It's gonna take a barbed slash. So this thing moves out and strikes. Yeah, it's twice. So it just gets two of its, like, gnarly barbed claws into this thing, like, rips into its flesh. Doesn't do much damage, but does hurt it pretty substantially. Next on that stack would be Logoth.
Okay, is the woman next to me a combatant?
No, she's just in, like, a catatonic, like, standing there, staring in her hands, looking around, trying to figure out what to
okay.
do.
Okay. Okay, fair. I'm gonna do the only thing I can. I haven't drawn a blade, which means that I've gotta do inflict critical wounds right now. So that's gonna be a touch attack. So that's a hit?
That's a hit.
Yeah, okay. So this plus 8.
So that would be 20.
Nice.
That is fucking, this thing is hurt. Alright, next up on the stack, Ravy. What's Ravy's play?
Gonna move up and Scorching Ray.
Oh my, look at that damage. Jesus. Alright, let's see. That's more than enough. He's only got 33 hit points. Okay, so Ravy. What?
Bye now.
Yeah, so Ravy just, she like turns and looks at this thing, and its mouth opens, its bottom jaw, its upper jaw is dripping with this kind of venomous saliva, and it holds out before it the twin circles of the sparrow and the bat. and kind of moves it towards it, and Ravi just kind of looks it in the eye, and this kind of energy, this flaming energy comes around her, the scorching ray, and the true light of knowledge just melts that holy symbol as it kind of burns down the reptilian, the kind of the snake flesh on the hand, and just melts this thing's face away into just bone, and its body just kind of collapses into the earth. And it's going to land there in this pile of ash and dirt and sinew and blood, and the villagers are screaming and the horses are running through the night, and there's kind of torches laying on the ground, and you guys are all sort of standing there, and the bearded devil looks over and kind of steps up next to Ravi, and it goes, "Thank you."
I just say, "Who lit the tent on fire?"
And why?
And the bearded devil points over into the darkness, and you can't see out there, but it's, if you could, you would see that it's pointing directly at Allegan. And then it says, "Madam, I thank you for what you have done in your time." You guys hear the galloping of hoofbeats, and then this large,
oh no,
blue horse comes charging out of the ether and kind of stops and rears up in front of it, and you have the distinct scent of death and the river Styx and the beyond spaces roil off this horse's body, and the barbed devil kind of reaches there, like steps up, you know, onto the horse, saddle up, and it looks down at you and it hands you piece of paper, and it says, "Spread this far and wide. They are coming."
God damn it.
And then as it rides away, it rides directly by Allegan. Make a reflex check, Allegan.
That's my weak suit. That's a 6.
Alright. I knew he was going to make a reflex check. That's a 16. The dragon reaches out and catches this in its mouth. It's a blue stone. A little swirl in it. Kind of like a way that a baby chews on a teething ring. It chews on the stone for a second. And then it gently lets go of it with its mouth and leans back. And the stone rises into the air and then begins to slowly orbit your head.
Allegan's head or Anu's yes. head?
Allegan's
head. Allegan's head.
So you exhale and then no longer inhale.
And I freak out for a moment.
As you freak the fuck out. Yes. So does anybody want to read the note before we end the session?
I was just reading it to myself.
I meant for the people at home, since this is a listening podcast.
"I am the last. I will tell the audience void that the 7 seats are vacant once more. Wrath has been freed upon the prime and seeks pride in the space between spaces. The throne of stars has been claimed by a shadow of what has been and what is coming. She has planted herself in the heart of our world and grows in the deep places once home to the old kingdoms. The north wind sits in the spire of the sea and waits for the war to start. The heart of Avarice has stolen the spells of the feathered serpents and seeks the old covens in the sea of sand to give rise to the ageless viper. That timeless snake dreams in the heart of the dunes, waiting for the doors to be thrown open, waiting for the endless night to come so he and his endless kingdom can take the prime as their own. The things beyond the stars are a false flag. The nest of vipers are already in this place and preparing a second kingdom for the Mother of Scale. She will rule below as her twin rules above. A snake in the heavens, a snake in the hells, and a snake in the prime. Find the Djinn, find the Loa, the Aboleth have gone to war."
And there is a seal on the edge. And anyone with a knowledge religion looking at that note right now would just be Ravi looking at the note. And I'm sure anybody looking over his shoulder close enough would probably be
Logoth and Elegant. Yeah. Because it's all kind of happening really quickly. Yeah, the knowledge religion 9 is not going to pull you anything.
And one for me as well.
You guys aren't close. Nydia is up with Gregory, Waif, and the panicking woman. Allegan is trying to figure out how he's alive without being able to breathe, so he's not really of much use here. Tevis doesn't. Tevis rolled 15, which is hilarious. Ogun, yeah, that's the demon Barbatos. That's a demon king. That's the sigil of a demon king, of a royal house of demons.
Great.
And that's where we're at. Somebody go ahead and stop recording there, and we will pick up our adventure next time.